program starring Jack Benny with Johnny Green and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with That's the Codfish Ball from the picture Captain January. Today we are happy to celebrate the fourth anniversary of Jack Benny on the air. It's a great occasion, folks. So here's to Jack Benny, here's to Jello, and here's to the merry month of May, the bright, colorful days that bring us the first fruit of summer. But you needn't wait for summer to enjoy the lively goodness of its most popular fruits and berries. You can anticipate that pleasure right now with Jell-O. For Jell-O brings you the ripe fruit taste of cherries, raspberries, and strawberries all year round. Jell-O, and only Jell-O, knows the secret of capturing that extra rich fruit flavor. It tastes just as fine whether you make it yourself or get it at a restaurant. Tomorrow marks the beginning of the National Restaurant Week, so sometime this week when you're out at a restaurant, why not order an appetizing dish of Jell-O? Only always remember to ask for Jell-O by name, either at your grocer's or in the restaurant. Always insist on genuine Jell-O. Tonight marks Jack Benny's fourth anniversary on the air. Radio marches back. 1932.
Hello, National Broadcasting Company. This is the president of Canada Dry. Who's going to be the master of ceremonies on my program?
Jack Benny.
What? That punk?
1933.
Hello, NBC. This is the president of the Chevrolet Company calling. Who'll be the comedian on our program?
Jack Benny.
What? That punk?
1934.
Hello, NBC. This is Mr. O'Neill of the General Tire Company. Who's going to be the funny man on my program?
Jack Benny.
What's that, punk?
Radio marches on. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Jell-O brings you that punk, Jack Benny.
Well, hello again. This is Punk Benny. I mean, Jack Benny talking. Gosh, I'm so excited. It's my fourth year on the air. Isn't that a wonderful record, Don? 4 years.
Oh, I don't know, Jack. Amos Mann has been on the air 6 years.
Well, that's only 3 years apiece. I'm talking about a single performer, you know.
Well, how about Rudy Valley? He's been singing for 7 years.
I know, Don, but how long can his nose hold out? Anyway, I don't want to brag or sound egotistical, but I think that... wish I could be with you on your fourth anniversary. I ran my darndest, but couldn't make it. I'm dreaded. Now, wasn't that nice, Don? But you know what kills me? Everybody has congratulated me on my anniversary except the members of my program. Isn't that awful? See, you think I was some
punk?
Yeah. No. But they do owe me that courtesy.
Well, here comes Larry. Do you remember?
Hello, Mary.
Jack, isn't it warm for May the 3rd?
It sure is. Ah, May the 3rd. Mary, you remember May the 3rd, 1932? Exactly to go.
Not that day.
You see, Don? Mm-hmm.
Say, Jack, when I go out from there, I want to send a telegram of congratulations.
To who, Mary?
My cousin. She's getting married tomorrow.
Oh.
I'll be right back.
Well, I guess you're right, Jack.
Oh, you can't blame her. She's got so much on her mind. Poor kid, you know.
Hello, Jack. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Thanks.
I just heard you pick the winner in the business.
Oh. Well, thanks, anyway.
You're welcome. See you later.
Okay. You see, Don, even Johnny forgot, you know?
Well, Jack, you know, he's got so much on his mind.
Oh, sure. His music and everything.
So you have the winner in the Derby, eh?
Yep.
Well, that's fine, Jack. You know, I hate to bring this up on your anniversary, but if you remember, I had half of your horse.
I know, Don, but my half came in first. Well, let's see. What did I win? I have $2 to show. And of course, I'll have to give the jockey.
Hello, Jack. Congratulations on your anniversary.
Well, Kenny, thanks. See, I'm glad you remembered it.
Here's mine.
Say, how did you happen to remember my anniversary, Kenny?
Gee, it's in all the papers.
Yeah?
Here's something I shipped out of the New York Times.
Yeah, what does it say?
It says, for the fourth consecutive year, the Senate Finance Committee took up the administration budget proposal.
Hmm. Well.
They spelled your name wrong, Jack.
See what it is, Mary. Better some interview or something, huh?
So, Jack, there's a pair of spats outside wants to see you.
A pair of spats? Is there a man inside?
Yes.
John Beston. Come on in, John. Here, fellas. Good old John.
Jack, I just thought I'd drop up and offer my congratulations.
Well, this is some surprise. Mary, here's John.
Hello, Mary.
Well, John, I guess you received Jack Meyer, all right.
Hey, John, you're looking like $1 million. Gee, you're one of the few who remember me. I'll never forget you.
You did last Christmas.
Well, that wasn't my fault. Hey, why didn't you hang up your stocking when you went to bed?
What, take off my spats?
Same old Buster. Gee, it's good to see you again.
Hey, John, how's the wife and kitties?
Kitties? How many kitties do you think I have?
I don't know. I thought you were keeping score.
Mary, Don has only one child, and he looks just like him.
What's the difference as long as they keep him in the house?
Yes, Don. Hey, Don, you remember Wilson.
Well, sure. Hiya, Don.
Hello, Don.
How do you feel, Don?
Hi, Don.
Well, that's Don. This is Kenny Baker.
Hello.
Oh, glad to meet you.
And this is Johnny Green, our orchestra leader.
How do you do, Mr. Green?
Very well, thank you, Mr. Baker.
Old friend, huh?
You've got a great orchestra, Mr. Green. What size baton do you use while conducting?
Well, I formerly used a 7-inch baton, but now I get much better results with a 9-inch one.
I use a 15-inch stick myself.
Oh, why?
It's easier to hit the musicians.
Mary.
Professor, wait a minute, Professor. We're just about to start our next number. Would you care to assist me in directing the boys?
Well, I'd love to.
Very well, then. Play, Don.
Play, John.
Remember, no fencing. By Johnny Green and Don Bester. And it sounded great, too. Didn't it, fellas? You know, I got to pay you two boys a compliment. I mean, you both have swell orchestras. I don't know, your music is so soothing and restful. It never gets in your hair.
Your what?
Hair. What's on your head?
My nose. I have my face lifted.
Wayne Parker, for heaven's sake. Well, Frank, is it really you?
Yes, Jack. Happy as a lark and ready to give you the bird.
Gee, that's nice of you, but you didn't have to come all the way over here, Frank. You just as well as sent me a telegram.
Oh, I wouldn't know what to say.
Oh, Frank, stop.
No, that's not enough.
Good old Frank, you haven't changed a bit, huh?
You know, you look the same, Jack, although you've got fat.
Oh, where?
Between the ears.
Well, Mary, here's Frank. You remember Frank, eh?
Hello, Frank.
Hello, Mary. Gee, I missed you.
And I missed you too, Frank.
Then what are we waiting for?
Hey, Frank, wait a minute. That kiss is a little too long there. You should have made it longer for the gag.
Oh, go on, Jack. I only kissed her like a father.
Yeah, father time.
Hey, Jack, didn't Buster come up here, too?
Sure, there he is.
Please. Hiya, Tom.
Hello, Frankie. You got a wire, too, huh?
Yeah, it's too late.
Same old Jack. Say, Frank, how did you know this was my anniversary?
Why, it's in all the papers, Jack. Here, I cut out a clipping.
Now, what does it say?
It says, for the fourth consecutive time, Lefty Groves pitched an airtight game for the Red Sox, winning 6-0.
Oh, boy, in the sports column, too, huh? Gee, that's something,
Hello, Frank, old boy. How are you?
Hi there, Wilson. What do you say?
I say the Jell-O is the largest selling gelatin dessert in the world, and every day millions of people eat it.
Well, I wouldn't believe it.
Say, Frank, you know Johnny Green, eh?
Oh, sure. Hello, Johnny. Hello there, Frank. You know, Jack, we went to Harvard together.
But I got in.
Well, well, well. You're going to give him all the laughs, all right.
Oh, Frank. And now I'm going to meet Kenny Baker from California.
Hello, Kenny. I'm very glad to know you.
Well.
And acquainted, we are going on with our feature attraction. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to offer an original drama of the backwoods entitled The Cold of the Hill. It will go on immediately after the next number, which will be sung by Kenny Baker. Hey, Frank, Don.
Yeah?
Stick around, you know you're going to play in this too. Sing, Kenny. The Cold of the Hills, which we will present in two acts. The locale is the Bluegrass Country, 200 miles south of Louisville, which is 5 hours by train, 2 hours by plane, and 20 minutes by bold venture. Take it, Wilson.
The action takes place in the homes of the Jake Bennies and the Best Apartments, who live within shooting distance of each other. And the feud is on! Curtain music jump!
Be right back, fella.
A shooting and a killing. A shooting and a killing. When is it going to stop?
We ain't going to quit till those Best of Parkers are wiped out. By gum and by jello. Ain't no rules.
We need heels for both of us.
You said it, Patty.
Get away from that door, Ken.
Say, Paul, what have you and Sonic in the best of Parker?
That's just it. I never did get the best of Parker. Remember when Deans and Weans were working on the same program, eh?
Yes,
well, one night I asked him how many hairs on a monkey's face, and he said the next time you shave, count them. He knew I couldn't count. I ain't appearing for that kind of thing, Paul, and I may never forget.
Reckon he ain't either. But the Benz and the best of Parkers have been fighting for 200 yards.
Yes, Sarah. 200 yards of a fighting and a scratching and a killing each other.
Looks like you're changing up to a few.
Wouldn't be surprised. Hey, Ken, barricade that double door.
Oh, Poppy.
Come.
They got me, Poppy. They got me. What was that, Paul?
Sarah, they have got our boy, Ken. Got him right through the door.
I didn't know he was wearing them.
I'm a going, Poppy. I'm a getting weaker and weaker.
Goodbye, Poppy. Goodbye, Paul.
Goodbye.
Poor Kane. He had such a nice tenor voice.
Yeah. You reckon I ought to take him out and bury him?
Better have your supper first. It's getting cold.
So is Ken. Gosh, I'm so hungry right now, I could eat a horse.
Well, that's what we got.
Silly of soul, eh?
Oh, I'm a going, Patty. Still a going.
Take your time, son.
I'm a dying, Pa. Just when I wanted to be president.
I know you. You can be vice.
What do you mean?
You're a son.
Got some Benny's tears now. Looks like they're afraid of us.
Hey, Frank, what have
Williams
got against them,
Benny? Nothing. We just have to be stupid, you two, for no reason at all. It's just a wreck.
Well, I'm willing to stick to you, Frank. But I ain't got no hankering for that kind of fighting.
Yeah, ain't?
No, I just wear a spat.
And I just want it, Frank.
I just want it for that.
Well, I can't get that.
Well, Don, I guess that's one for the Benny. Getting cold feet, huh? Say, how did Williams make out today, Don?
We got three Bennies and a skunk.
Oh, four Bennies, huh?
Good thing I didn't hear that. Look, Frank, there's a gate. Let's just come to the window. Why don't you let him have it?
Chuck, can't waste the whole bullet on one Benny.
No, and they end up in two. Killed in two. You're poor luck.
Yeah, my day.
Don't take it so hard, Mariah. I know you love him.
Yeah. Oh, you got to stop him, Ma. Nothing fair. He's just a horse. I hope I don't get the leg again. Say, Poppy.
Yes?
Yeah? Wally was coming up here. One of them guests of Poppy shot me.
He did?
Yeah. Said he just heard about your fourth anniversary.
What else did he say, gal?
Said he was surprised you lasted that long.
Give me my rifle. I'll show him. There they are now. I'm sitting on the floor.
Hey, Poppy, Poppy, be careful. They're near that stump.
And trickier. Take that, you ornery polecat. Watch out, Uncle Jake. They missed me.
That's all right. They got plenty of hands.
They got me, Pappy. They got me.
I told you we should have buried him. I'll make them pay for this, or my name ain't Jake.
This shot stick to your name was Jake. Take that.
Missed me again.
Oh, yeah? Where's your ear?
Doggone it, and I wanted to hear Phil Baker. Hand me that other gun. Come on, John, let him have it.
Okay, Jake.
Thank you.
guess they aren't to get tired, Sarah. They stopped the shooting.
Who is that, huh?
Just an echo.
Well, yes, I got Johnny.
Hey,
Don. Yeah.
How's our ammunition holding out?
Getting pretty low.
I reckon I'll have to borrow some.
The native vans are willing to stop this feud.
Not Jake Finney. He's the feudiest man in these hills.
I wonder what makes him so feudy.
Well, I don't know.
They got him, Don.
Too bad. See you later, Don.
Look, Mariah. Look, I hit Vector. Got him right in the foot.
You hit the bat. That's his
Who's
that? It's me, a boxer.
Boxer?
Yeah, and I'd like to borrow some ammunition. I'll gladly pay you back Tuesday.
Well, just to keep this fuel going, how many bullets you and me?
How many bullets for your family?
Three, but you better take an extra one. I'm expecting company. Here you are. Well, I'll get these bullets back.
2 minutes if my aim is good.
Well, thanks, Jake.
So long.
So long. I'll be shooting you.
Get him, Paul, before he runs back to the house.
Yahoo!
Hit him in the suspender. That'll slow him down. Come in. Hello, Fraser. You'll pardon my patrol. The size of Federal, isn't it? Said Bennett. I came getting gotten from N.D.
Washington, N.D.?
Yeah, near Baltimore.
You and the Federal man,
eh? Yeah, boy. And I'm the person for the government.
Aren't we all?
Quiet. What are you and be a wanting around here, Sonja?
I came here to collect a pay for a new government project.
Is that so?
Sure enough. You were aiming to build up your canal 28.5 miles long.
28.5 mile canal, eh? Are you afraid I have locks on it?
How do we need the locks? Who's going to fill it?
I reckon you have come to the right place, Sonja. The grass around here is so dry the cows get powdered milk.
That's your hot lock. But listen to my proposition, too. I'll give you some more property just out of $1.50 net.
So is a heap of
money. Well, not enough to support it, Pa. Gas is running low.
You haven't heard what she said, Sonja.
Yeah, she's a sizzler. Well, I'll make a $2 suit and come here.
Sarah, pass me the pin and pass me the ink.
Here,
pass. Where do I squat?
Right here, but don't make a block.
Not much. Ooh, Mariah, pick up that pin.
Never mind, Pa. I'll get you another one.
I want that one. My hand's on it. Well,
there
you are.
I don't think
you. Where's the money?
Well, I'll pass my car.
All along with you, Mariah. And be careful.
All right, Captain. Come along, Mr.
Fleppelman. With a benzo on my knee. Oh, come on, Hunterbunt.
Well, Sarah, we in risk now.
Yes, Paul, and you can move away from these two.
No, we can't, Sarah. Not till the feud is over.
Feud? That's all I ever hear, and I'm getting sick of it.
What, Sarah?
You know who's called the field. You know who's coming up, Paul. Wouldn't they know feud?
And speaking of feud, you will find the jello is the most delicious feud in the world. Strawberry, cranberry, orange, lemon,
and...
Thank you, Parker. Thank you, Vector.
You're welcome, Jack. That's that. Where's the lie in that federal now?
Given a carcass, you still got friends to have bullets, yeah?
No, we ain't are used to it.
Hey, Spencer, you know I like that daughter of yours? She's French, not a benzo.
You ain't like my daughter, eh?
Yeah, for her, I feel like I love you. And Parker, what's the phenomenon?
Can't see that I'm surprised. Mariah, what have you got to say about this?
Well, I'll tell you, my friend.
Stand by now for grand good news.
Jell-O is introducing a new product from Metropolitan New York and New England. Jell-O Ice Cream Mix, a modern, quick, easy way of making the very best ice cream you've ever tasted. Jell-O Ice Cream Mix comes in five luscious flavors, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, tutti frutti, and orange pineapple. The three fruit flavors are real, cut-up fruits in their own sweetened juices. The vanilla and chocolate syrup are deliciously mellow. Each flavor freezes smoothly and flawlessly in the trays of your automatic refrigerator. Just open a can of Jell-O ice cream mix. Add some milk and whipped cream. Stir only once during the freezing, and you'll have 6 generous portions of rich, creamy ice cream. Smooth and full-flavored, absolute luxury ice cream. See your grocer tomorrow and get some Jell-O ice cream mix. If he hasn't put it in stock yet, he surely orders it for you. Never accept any substitute for Jell-O ice cream mix, because nothing else will give you the same fine result. Remember the name, Jell-O ice cream mix.
Thanks, Frank, for coming up here tonight. It was darn sweet of you. And you too, Don.
That's all right, Jack. I'm glad I came.
I enjoyed it too.
I hope to see you soon again.
23 Cadiz.
Who wrote that?
I did.
Good night, folks.
Include Love and Bloom, From She Loves Me Not, and There's a Small Hotel, From On Your Toes. This is the National Broadcasting Company.